Lesson 31. DIY.
It stands for Do It Yourself. Today is the third Sunday of June. It is Father's Day in the UK. People generally celebrate the occasion by expressing affection to their father. Cards, flowers, chocolates, ties, socks, shirts, or handmade presents are some of the popular gifts dads often receive.
Get-togethers are also organised by families, clubs, schools, or cultural societies. They provide people with an opportunity to celebrate the day. Even though Father's Day is now a commercialised celebration, as marketers launch aggressive advertising campaigns to lure people and cash in on the sentimental value of the occasion. Others believe this marketing simply helps to create awareness about the day and therefore strengthens the bond of love shared between father and child.
Thanks, kids. Some new tools for my shed.
It's Father's Day, and Peter is celebrating this special day with his three children. After having been served breakfast in bed and receiving a heartfelt greetings card, Peter has another surprise awaiting him. Some brand new hardware tools.
We all know that Dad is into DIY, do it yourself. The belief that repairing things himself for home needs is the best. Any form of repair, construction, remodeling or maintenance tasks for home improvements such as general building, central heating, electrics, insulation, painting, plumbing, tiling and wallpapering are just what Dad loves.
In the past, we've had leaks, the heating breaking down, a rotten wooden garden fence, a slow PC, a damp house, creaking floorboards, loose doors, blocked drains, hanging paper. Some of the damage was caused by Dad trying to improve something but then breaking it.
You started off like everybody else. Reading know-how articles, looking for tips, hurting himself and destroying parts of the house. After lots of swearing, injuries and purchases, we can now say that he is a real craftsman and gets the job done right without ever needing to pay for professional repair. He did sign up for a better insurance policy though.
And a toolbox has grown from the basic must-have hand tools, hammer, screwdriver, set of pliers, an adjustable wrench and a handsaw, to building a shed with a complete workshop workbench with power tools such as drills, nail guns and saws.
These tasks have become projects, and recently Dad set up a website to share his knowledge with others like him. He updates it daily and uploads related videos explaining the different steps to follow. He has currently left his job and is now totally dedicated to his online business.